from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Dibs, before you react to anything John Lynch related, let's let everybody hear that. Here's the opening question and response. Obviously, it was about Brandon Ayuk. Here's that.
Reports or suggestions that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice today. To your knowledge, is he going to be out there?
We'll see. I think you'll see right with me. I know he's here today, and that's the expectation.
Okay, so that's Matt Maiocco with the question from NBC Sports Bay Area. There's the answer from John Lynch. It is a we'll see. Practice starts at 3. That's 1 minute ago.
Yep.
So we are all anxiously following all of the 49er reporters on the scene, including our own guy, Jake Hutchinson, for updates on what Brandon is doing.
And we'll have that for you as soon as we get that first glimpse of Brandon Ayuk, or maybe we get no glimpse and practice goes on for 20 minutes and he's not out there, or maybe he's on a side field. We don't yet know, but the John Lynch quote of, but at some point you've got to play. Because he talked about, I'm not going to get into the communication between their side and his side, but at some point, you've got to play. That, to me, was the big takeaway from John Lynch on Brandon Ayuk, because that's the point we're at. 12 days until the opener? Okay, Brandon, you wanted this. We wanted to offer you that. You wanted a trade. We found a trade for you. You didn't want to go, whatever. We're now 12 days away from the opener. At some point, you've got to play. And I think we're getting close to that point.
No question. There were three things that stood out to me from John Lynch. That was one of them. You pointed out right there, at some point, you've got to play. There were two other things. One, he snuck in that in talking about Terrace Marshall, quote, it's a fun place for receivers to thrive. And whatever your best is, I think you'll find it here.
Interesting.
And
pointed,
very pointed.
Yes.
And then the last thing that caught my attention was John was asked, is this driving you crazy? And John did not hesitate. He said, yeah. I mean, look, for those of us who watch these things and listen to these things and really try to take something from people who are professionals at saying lots but saying nothing, because they've got to stay guarded on what's going on.
Yeah.
Kyle and John both wore their frustrations today.
No doubt. And you could hear it. And at the same time, they both did not hide their effusive praise for Trent Williams. John saying, Trent's a fantastic player. He's a tremendous leader on this team. We value Trent. We want Trent here. I'm hopeful that can happen soon. He and Kyle both went out of their way to really praise Trent, as they should, as a leader, as a 49er, and all the rest. So I was struck by the difference in the tone.
Totally.
How they talked about Brandon versus how they talked about Trent.
Here is what Kyle Shanahan said specific to the Trent Williams update.
I haven't talked to him for a number of days, but, you know, Trent will give every day. We'll let it be as close as possible, but we got to get with him. We got to see him. We got to talk to him. Very similar to how we were with Bosa. There wasn't a day that we would put on the calendar that would be our last day. It's, you hope it's every day that's already passed. So each day makes it harder and harder, but you don't really make that decision until you see someone, talk to him.
I mean, I think you hear in his tone there when he's like, I mean, we'll go as long as we can on Trent. And sort of, I translate that as this is getting uncomfortable. This is getting real uncomfortable, but we'll go as long as we can, give Trent every opportunity to play, and then added in the optimism part based on the fact that, quote, both sides want to get a deal done. I didn't hear anything like that with regard to Brandon Ayuk.
No.
There is no both sides want to get a deal done. The quote was, at some point, you got to go play.
That's it.
And we're here.
And I'm reading from Jake Hutchinson, Hutch, who joins us all the time here on 95.7 The Game. John Lynch was asked if there's good communication with Brandon Ayuk after saying there's good communication with Trent Williams. And John Lynch responded with, yeah, there's communication. So you've got good communication with Trent. And I think you heard Kyle right there. And, you know, Kyle reminded me of the movie Say Anything,
okay,
where John Cusack is holding the boombox over his head, trying to get Ione Skye's attention.
Brother, that's a way back movie.
It is.
That's a long time ago you're referencing right
probably
now.
Probably 30 years, Grandy. I don't even want to look
it
at you.
No, I'm on it.
Yeah, I've seen 92.
I know that one.
There's no way that 1989.
The
you
upshot
just threw
is,
that out from 35 years ago, like everybody's like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Well, if you'd allow me to explain, the
ahead,
upshot
please.
Is a young man in love with a woman, and he's holding a boombox with her favorite song above his head in the street to get her attention. That is what Kyle Shanahan is doing for Trent Williams. He's John Cusack. She is Ione Skye, or he is, rather, and he's trying to woo her with all of his might. Meanwhile, with Brandon Ayuk, you don't get those same vibes. Yeah, there's communication.
Oh, no. This is an angry place now.
For sure.
And it should be. We are. And we're not even, like, we got nothing to do with it. I don't have a dollar.
I need to know if I should draft him or not.
Don't.
You won't.
I won't.
Fifth round?
Won't.
Sixth round?
No, thanks.
Sneak him in the seventh?
I'm all in on Debo this year. If you want to talk fantasy wide receivers on the Niners. I'm all in on Debo Samuel. Debo came in, he's wearing a new number, he's all slim, he's ticked off, people talking about how he's going to get released at the end of the year. Debo with an attitude, sign me up, okay?
DWA?
I'm in.
Debo with an attitude?
I'm in.
Okay.
Sign me up. But Brandon, I mean, look, do I think he's going to play? Yes. Could this get wobbly? It already is.
It has, yeah.
We don't have a dollar on the line, we love our team. And so this is nerve-wracking on some level, but that's what August has been for me. You've watched me do it. I've made peace with the idea of the Niners not having Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, on Monday. Monday at 2 was your deadline.
Yeah, like, we have no choice. We have no choice. Listen to these guys. At some point, you got to go play. Yeah, man. I don't have no idea how this. Like, I'm done with predictions on what he's going to do. The only prediction I'll make, there's no way this dude makes microwave popcorn and watches the Niners play the Jets and loses $783,000. Like everybody said, oh, he's just going to sit there. Sure. Okay.
Well, he might be on the sideline in sweats because he's not ready to go.
Yeah, that's possible.
And if he actually makes it out to practice, and I'm still waiting to get the official word.
I'm refreshing Twitter like it's the trade deadline right
totally.
Now.
Yeah. Brandon Ayuk has jogged onto the field. Yeah. I mean, I'm waiting for that tweet or for a tweet of, I don't see BA out here, but 12 days. Think about it right now, Mark. If he jogs out and he goes through individual side work, could he be ready to go 12 days from tonight to take on the Jets down at Levi's? He could, but I honestly would kind of bet against it. The ramp up for 12 days between now, if he jogs onto the field in Santa Clara at 3:09 on a Wednesday, they have a game in 12 days and 2 hours. Is that enough time for him to get ready and be?
I think it is. I do.
It's getting close, I think.
I know. But if he works out on the side for the rest of this week and then does a regular practice week with his team next week.
Because Kyle even was asked about what positions work better on that. And he did say defensive line is one where, you know, and that's where Nick Bosa, he signed like, what, 4 days before?
Right. And it's like, Nick, go get that guy.
Okay.
He's like, okay.
Okay.
Rolando in Napa. Hi, Rolando. What's up?
Hey, I'm a big fan of your show. I love you guys.
Thanks.
And I'm a big Niner fan. So, you know, a couple months ago, I predicted when I told everybody that the Niners should trade for Christian McCaffrey, and my prediction did come through. So I have another crazy prediction. I think Brandon is going to get traded, and I believe he's going to Cincinnati for Jamar Chase.
Oh, gosh.
This is so fun.
That would be so salacious and fun, Rolando. You really think that's going to happen?
Listen, I want to play a couple facts. John Lynch said this organization is just willing to do anything to win. They trade for Trent Williams.
Yep.
They went big on the Christian McCaffrey trade. They went big and they kind of blew up in their face with Trey Lance. I mean, why not? I mean, I'm not a drunk or a drug addict, but why not trade for Jamar?
First of all, it'd be totally okay if you're drinking at 3. That's number one. Number two, I'll give you the reason why. You gave all the reasons why the Niners would do it. Want to venture a guess as to why the Bengals wouldn't?
Yeah.
That's the only problem with your theory, Rolando, and thank you very much. The Bengals have no interest in parting with Jamar Chase.
Well, and if they're not going to pay Jamar, they wouldn't want to pay Brandon the same amount of money.
Well, Jamar would be up in the CD Justin category.
But so whatever. Brandon would be like... If you don't want to pay Jamar 32, you don't want to pay Brandon 30.
Correct.
Tim Kawakami tweeted... The schedule says a 3:10 start. So coming up on the other side.
Okay, we're gonna find out.
We're gonna know now.
Look at you with your tease. That was special.
Come on.
All right, we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. Coming up next.
Oh boy.
The arrival.
It's better when you do it.
Or not. On Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I cut the music. Hit it.
I love this song.
I know. Me too. Breaking news. Go, go.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
After saying that Brandon Ayuk had been cleared to play by doctors and that the hope is that he would be at practice today, the wide receiver, number 11, is... not at practice for the San Francisco 49ers, a practice that now has started just moments ago. We'll obviously leave open for the possibility that Brandon wants to make some sort of a grand late entrance.
That's possible.
And he is, if playing, working on the side. So again, I'll leave open for that, but I know everyone's been waiting for the word. Is Brandon going to practice? That was called earlier today, the understanding that the wide receiver and the team had with one another. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch both just spoke, both indicating that they hoped he would be out there, that that was the expectation. They said he's been cleared to play. That opens him up to be fined. If he's not there, the reporters have arrived. The practice has begun. Brandon is not there.
Yeah, and it's shocking, but not really. And I'm looking at Matt Barrows, friend of the program, and he has video. And his tweet is, not seen at the start of practice, Brandon Ayuk. And you see all the fellas, red jerseys, white jerseys. I see Kittle, and they're all running into the middle of the field to do their stretching and their pre-practice routine. And so if Brandon Ayuk is just, I don't know, stuck in traffic, that Tasman, that Great America Parkway can be a little bit of a problem now.
It's getting the late afternoon on a weekday.
You never know. 237 can rear its ugly head. But yes, no Brandon Ayuk at practice. And this is, to me, just a gigantic disappointment after everything that we continue to go through.
I tell you what. This is a hell of a move by Ayuk. It really is. I think that at every opportunity he's had to show how dug in he is, he's shown it. But I would argue it's arrived at a point where it is now harmful, self-inflicted harm by Brandon Ayuk.
And harm to the team, I think. Because, you know, we had the coach and the general manager, they spent their time today to get everyone, you know, ready for week one practice, which starts 9 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, the whole week one flow, the buildup, it's here, and yet they had to answer all these questions again about Brandon. And yes, Trent, but Trent, I think, is more of a veteran situation where he's going to come in, and I'm kind of with you. I am more worried than I was previously, but I do think it gets done in time for him to be a Niner. Maybe it's not week one. I hope it's week one, but this Ayuk thing, it just doesn't ever seem to get closer to a resolution.
No, and our friend David Lombardi sent out, I think, what's a good sort of summary, and they were walking out to the field. He had some nice dramatic flair to this tweet where he's like, all right, here are the stakes. If Ayuk participates, then the holding is over. He's in line to play on the fifth-year option, and negotiations can continue. If he's not participating, status quo remains, but the 49ers have now rhetorically dug into their leverage, and Ayuk is under contract and expected to practice. And then he writes, we're heading out to the field now.
Yeah.
And they arrived, and he's not there. And I agree with him. The fact that Brandon's not there, if the 49ers do start the process, and I believe they will, of fining Brandon Ayuk for not being at practice, the Niners are digging into the leverage that I've been trying to tell people they have all along. And that's what I really think right now the argument needs to get turned toward the agent. I just don't understand how you can advise your guy to do this. This is a zero win situation.
Well, I think that there was a lot of wins he had along the way that he could have capitalized on, and he created leverage based on, you know, wanting to be traded, and then he had the Niners doing his bidding, and they had trades in place and all the rest of it. But when you say no to a trade with New England, and then you don't really engage in a trade with Pittsburgh that may or may not have been done, I don't know how that one played out, but that's when you start to give up the leverage, and you get to a point today where, okay, it's time to go out there and play ball. The team is kind of fed up. And the other thing from John Lynch, Mark, that I thought was really interesting, and I didn't know it, Brandon Ayuk's agent is somebody that John Lynch knows very well, and he's actually worked with throughout the course of many years.
This story came up a few weeks ago when people started going, it's the same agent. Brandon's agent is John Lynch's agent. And John's like, not really.
Not anymore.
He's like, you know who my agent is? Me.
Well, the last two deals, he dealt directly with Jen.
But he said Ryan Williams, who's Brandon's agent, used to be his marketing agent, and that there is still a friendship there. But then he kind of blew it off because he's like, I got a lot of friends who are agents in the NFL. Whoop.
Totally.
Yeah, he's the general manager of the Niners, for crying out loud. But yeah, here we go. Plot thickens. And the 49ers are not messing around anymore. You can hear it. Like, look what we've noticed today. John sounds exasperated. Kyle sounds exasperated. Look at the word choice. These two do this for a living. What words did they choose with Trent Williams? Well, optimistic. Both sides want to get a deal done.
Leader.
What words did they use with Brandon Ayuk? Dude, at some point, you got to play. Is this driving you crazy? Yes. And we're excited to get Terrace Marshall in here because here is an amazing place for wide receivers where they play at their absolute best. This is as clear as day. Niners are done, and you know what? I'm proud of the Niners for playing this the way they are. It was long past time to be done. That's why I was where I was on Monday. You get to this week, I'm sorry. Like, we have bent over backwards to create an option for you that you like. You've said no to everything, so we're done here. Brandon, there's the field. Join us when you're ready.
Yeah, 3:10 was when practice started, and so far, 14 minutes in, I haven't seen any follow-up tweets where, he broke a shoelace, and so it just took him a little bit of time, but he's out there now. He's not out there now, and I do think that the 49ers have gotten to that point, Mark, where, and I talked about this weeks ago, you get into game week, and I thought it might be by the time we got to the weekend, but they're starting today with their preparation for the opener against the Jets, 12 days till the opener, and so you're Kyle Shanahan, and you just want to go forward with the guys you have who are going to help you win the first game, because it's here.
Let's go to Idris in Hayward. Hi, Idris. Thanks for calling. What's up?
So, how's it going, fellas? You guys are doing a great job. You know what? Way back when, me and my friends are talking, like, Brandon Ayuk, he's cool. But, like, the truth of the matter is the Niners were the least. We threw the ball the least. And the truth of the matter is, as much as y'all think we need him to go to the Super Bowl, I don't agree with that. I believe, like, you give us a few, like 4 to 5 games, we will figure it out. And Brandon Ayuk is going to play himself. He didn't want to go to the Patriots. He didn't want to go to the Steelers. And now it's at the point to where I think the Niners are like, do we even want to keep this around us anymore? So, yeah, Brandon played himself. I love the guy, but he played himself. We will be just fine. That's all I got.
Idris, thank you very much. I mean, look, that's where the leverage now goes next. I brought this up yesterday, the Emmett Smith thing from 1,000 years ago. Where this goes next, provided that there isn't a deal in the next 12 days and Brandon Ayuk is not playing on Monday night, September 9th, where this goes next is now this negotiation relies on how the 49ers play.
He can, yeah.
If the Niners go out there and go 3-0, Brandon is hosed. Dude, you're hosed. If Brock Purdy is thrown for 280 yards a game and the Niners are 3-0 without you, dude.
You have less than zero leverage. Yeah,
dusted yourself. And that is not a risk, if I were Brandon, that I would be willing to take. You're trusting that the Niners against the Jets, Vikings, and who do we have week three? What's week three for the 49ers? And I'm just making up three, like whatever. Jets, Vikings, and who?
The Rams.
All right.
On the road.
You're going to go out there now and watch those. And again, you can call it 2 games, 3 games, 4 games, whatever. You're going to go out there, and if you're Brandon, you are only gaining leverage. If call it even 5, go the first 5 games. You need the Niners to be like 2-3 or worse. For them to freak out, like the pass game needs to just crater. It needs to not look good. And I got message for Brandon. It's not going to not look good. It might not be perfect, but if Trent Williams shows up and is playing left tackle, Brock Purdy is Brock Purdy, and there's Christian and Debo and George, and if you want to put in Juwan and whatever, there is enough. There's enough that they're still going to win most of the games. I don't see where Brandon's going to find the leverage he's looking for at this point.
Yeah, I don't know if it's leverage or, you know, whatever it is, but, you know, I would have thought that he would at least show up today. The reports from Mike Garofalo where he's going to show up to practice, and so that might be good news for Niner fans, and so far at practice he's not shown up, and, you know, it seems like the Niners are more willing to start the fine process and move forward without him, and, you know, if you're finally going to draw that line in the sand and you're doing it 12 days before the opener, then so be it. I thought they should have done this a long, long time ago, but they didn't. They played it a certain way, and at some point, you know this, and we've made the parenting analogy a lot, you get to a certain point where enough's enough, and that's it, and we're going to have to deal with the fallout from there.
Boy, this guy's got one set of you-know-whats.
Cojones.
This is unreal. We're sponsored by Floor and Decor. All right, let's talk this out. And I know everybody is, got Ayuk fatigue, but at the same time, this is a major breaking story, and the plot absolutely thickens. So Brandon Ayuk has not shown up at practice on a day when he has been medically cleared and it was expected that he would show up. So you 49er fans, this is your first opportunity to weigh in on that. What would you do if you were the 49ers? And now that he's not shown up, it means what? 888-957-9570. We're taking your calls all afternoon on Willard and Dibs.
Reports or suggestions that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice today, to your knowledge, is he going to be out there?
We'll see. I think you'll see right with me. I know he's here today, and that's the expectation.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. If you're just joining us, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch both already spoke. The expectation was that Brandon Ayuk would practice today. He's been medically cleared. He did not show up. And it absolutely feels like a game of poker and both sides just pushed all their chips into the middle of the table. This has gone from angry to frustrating to now turned all the way up. A lot of you want to weigh in. My sense is that the most of you are going to start coming down on the Niners side. And you've kind of had it with the way Brandon's handled this. I know that's not all of you. And Brandon is still like he's an important piece. We get all that. But Dibs, before we go to the phones, in this moment, here's what I'd love to ask you. Has Brandon irreparably damaged his own reputation among 49er fans?
No, of course not. And
irreparably
is, I think, too dramatic, because if he comes in tomorrow and he, you know, I'm going to play on my fifth year option and, you know, I fired my agent and I want to be a 49er so bad that I'm going to play for 14.1 and he comes out in the opener and he catches five passes for 88 yards and two touchdowns on Monday Night Football, you're going to see 11 jerseys flying off the shelf. So irreparably damaged, this is not irreparably damaged, I don't think. Now, we might get to a point where it gets there, but I don't think that we're even close to that. I do know that a lot of fans have started to turn on Brandon Ayuk, sure, and I get that, and you're frustrated, and it feels like, well, the team's got the microphone. We don't ever hear Brandon Ayuk come out and say, this is what's going on. This is what they offered me, and it's insulting and all the rest of it. We see leaks and TikToks and, you know, poop emojis and all the other things that he's done passive-aggressively, but the team, they've got the microphone. And today, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have a chance to say what they say, and it casts him in a certain light.
I hear you, I feel you, but a good piece of me disagrees. And here's what I mean by that. If Brandon is wearing a Niner jersey and playing in games this year, of course I will root for passes to be completed to him,
sure,
score touchdowns. It's not personal, I've never met the man. But you're going to have a hard time ever changing my mind that Brandon Ayuk's a pain in the rear.
Fine, but if he has...
And I feel like that's kind of irreparable.
If he has 75 catches and 1,350 yards and they win the Super Bowl,
I'm not asking for Brandon to care what I think.
Right.
But I'm a fan, and we're allowed to think what we think about every player.
Of course.
And that's now where Brandon stands for me.
I get
it. Dude, you're a talented guy, but you're a pain in the butt.
When I think about Draymond Green a lot when it comes to my own conflicted feelings and emotions,
because comp. Yeah.
That's my favorite team, and I have a very hard time at times rooting for Draymond Green.
A lot of people agree with you.
But he's wearing my uniform, uh-huh, and I love this team. I was a fan of this team before he was even born. So it's more my team in that way than it is his team, because I've been a fan longer than he's been on Earth.
Yeah, that's fair.
But it's his employer, and I love this team, and so by proxy, I kind of have to root for him and support him, but a lot of times it's difficult for me, and I don't think Brandon's gotten to that point, but...
No.
Many fans, and I see the calls, and we're going to go to the phones, and
yeah,
I see all the commentary on YouTube, our YouTube page. It's like, dude, fourth option, you don't deserve $30 million. Get rid of him, trade him, cut him, all the rest of it. I get it, but if BA resolves this, and he plays, well,
then yeah,
all of these people will come all the way back around. That's my feeling.
They come most of the way back around.
Irreparable to me. We're not at irreparable.
Well, no, irreparable doesn't mean like, oh my gosh, never going to forgive. I now root against him again. It's not that.
Yeah.
But you're never going to change my opinion that like he's pain in the butt.
This has been, the butt. And this has not cast him in a great light.
Well, and I'd also say this real quick. I would argue that this experience has changed my mind as to whether or not the 49ers should lock him up long term. I will now say that. This is a bad idea. Do not hitch your wagon to this player. This is a bad idea. You can find this production, or at least most of it, somewhere else for cheaper without the migraine headache that he has become. That's how I feel. I think he's a wonderful player, and I wish it wasn't like this. I wish he wouldn't have played it this way. I wish the Niners would have done some things differently here. But this is not worth it. And that's kind of what I was getting at Monday. You're now not just dealing with the 1,300 yards. You're dealing with a person. And when you're a business and you want to sign up long-term to a person, you got to trust that this kind of crap doesn't go down. So signing up Brandon Ayuk to an extension now, I feel, is a bad idea. And if they sign him to one tomorrow, I'll say it. Bad idea. This dude is a pain in the rear.
He has been this offseason.
Let's go to Rob in San Jose. Hi, Rob. Thank you for calling. You're on Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Yeah, I'm definitely on the Niners side at this point in that they offered him what seems like a good-sized contract, $28 million, but it was like the last year that was the sticking point. They have him under contract, start finding him, take away his money, and let's see how bad he really wants it. He's under contract to play this year. You miss the practices, you get fined, you miss games, you get fined, you don't get any of that money back. It's no, oh, you come back, Brandon, and we'll give you, we'll forgive. No, take his money. See if that really makes a difference on him. And if he comes back to play on the fifth-year option, the best-case scenario is you get a pissed-off Brandon who's looking for a lot of money, who's going to work his tail off, hopefully give us those big yards, and then at the end of the year, hopefully it ends with us winning the Super Bowl and you send him on his way.
Rob, I'm with you, man. Listen, thank you very much for the call, Rob. My hope is that Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowing just get better each week. Better each week, better each week, and whatever else you're going to do with the other guys that are out there, does Juwan get a bigger role? Is Chris Conley going to be needed? Does Terrace Marshall end up on the team at certain times to stretch the field? But I also feel like, don't forget this, 49er fans who love everybody on the roster, don't forget Debo. Like, sign me up for more Debo. I'm switching my opinion from 6 months ago where I was worried about Debo's injuries and age. Forget it. Forget it. I'll take Debo Samuel. I'll take that leader. I'll take a boombox guy over this who's been offered 18 different options and said no to all of them. Keep Debo on this team. Do not sign Brandon Ayuk to an extension.
Yeah, I don't think that they will. I don't know what the negotiations are like, but if they are as reportedly close as they theoretically have been, and the Niners have changed their number. They've gone up a lot from the reported 26, and now they might be at 29, and I don't know what the negotiations would be now going forward. And I'm kind of in your camp, and I said this on maybe it was on last week when you said Monday at 2, and I said, you know, I'll give it till Tuesday or even at Wednesday when the practice starts again before I really make my opinion felt as strongly as that. But if I'm the 49ers now, and I just saw a great tweet from David Lombardi about this, the impact of Brandon not practicing when you've got a 90-man roster is a lot less than when you've got a 53-man roster.
Correct.
So he's one of your 53. So now you basically have a 52-man roster because one of your 53 is not going to be out there. And Trent Williams does not count against your 53 right now because he's a failure to report. So he's actually not on your 53-man roster. When he does decide to report, you've got a roster move to make. But right now, when Brandon Ayuk doesn't practice, that hurts your ability to go out there and conduct business as you get ready for a game in 12 days.
Let's go to Lars in Pacifica next up. Hi, Lars. Thank you for the call.
Hey, guys. Love the show. To answer your question, I do not think that Brandon Ayuk has ruined his relationship with the fans. We're talking about a guy who makes plays that make you literally jump off of your couch and yell in the air if you're a Niner fan. But I think if he signs tomorrow, it's all water under the bridge. And the thing that we got to get excited about is the guys that actually are on the roster and are available to play today. You got Debo Samuels, who's a Pro Bowler and an absolute monster. We don't know what you have with Pearsall. And I'm really excited about Jacob Cowing. I mean, this guy at U of A was an absolute monster, and I think he had like 13 touchdowns. And I think we got to start getting excited about these young guys because Brandon Ayuk, as you said, he's had 14,000 different deals. He said no to all of them. The Niner fans are going to love him if he signs tomorrow, and it's going to be water under the bridge. But it's game day in 12 days. And we gotta start getting excited about the other guys.
Lars, I agree with you completely. And let me sort of adjust where I'm going here. I don't mean that anybody's going to root against him if he's on the field.
Of course not.
That would never happen. And yes, if he scores a touchdown, we stand, we cheer, we're 49er fans. I will never view Brandon Ayuk as an individual the same way I have before. Doesn't mean I'll root against him, but I can do is give you these firm opinions. One, if I'm the Niners, I wouldn't sign him anymore. Like, I would just pull everything.
Agreed.
No extension. I'm not hitching my wagon to this guy for 5 years. That's number one. And number two, no matter how well he plays, I love what you're saying about Draymond. That's too extensive of a comparison for Brandon at this point. It's not like he's punched a teammate or gotten suspended or whatever, but, like, he's a pain in the rear. And I will forever think that, even if he goes for 1,300 yards this year.
Right, but it's a more dramatic example because Draymond's won 4 titles and Brandon Ayuk has not. Brandon Ayuk has not won anything for you other than the Halas Trophy for winning the NFC. So the example is an extreme one when using Draymond Green. I was just speaking to the emotional connection you have with a team and a player that maybe you don't love as much as you used to love him based on actions and behaviors. And so for Brandon Ayuk, this offseason has been one where a lot of fans are thinking, geez, and forget the money, because all of us fans are thinking, dude, just play on the fifth-year option for 14.1. I'll do it for 14.1. I'll play 17 football games for $14 million. What's the big deal? It's not about the money. It's about the way he's gone about conducting himself. And I agree with you. I don't know if I will change my opinion of, you know, Brandon Ayuk, but if he does go out and he has a good year and a big year for the Niners and he eventually goes on to play elsewhere, good for him. But I just don't know. I still don't know how this is going to play out.
Yeah.
Is he going to ever show up to practice and try to play on this fifth year option? But I do agree with you. If I'm the Niners now and we got to 3:10 and practice started and you still don't want to come out here and play, and John Lynch said it, at some point, you got to just play.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've reached that point, then at 3:11, when I see every Niner run out of the locker room, I call his agent, Ryan Williams, and say, Ryan, it's John. Forget it. I'm not going to be taking your calls anymore. We're going to go ahead and just, you know, we're going to play with who we have. And if he wants to be on this team, like you said a couple weeks ago, you know where the field is.
I'd try to trade him. I really would. I don't know to what level this is still available.
Well, you have to find a team that will sign it.
They've got to say yes.
He has to say yes.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, he gave you a list. Are the Steelers still in play? By the way,
they're at the 1 yard line.
I don't need a receiver in return anymore. I've made peace with this. The receiving core will not be as good. It's still good enough, in my opinion. And with the added draft capital,
you can keep
working on that position. If you truly believe in Pearsall and Cowing the way it sounds like you do, they will be better the second half of this year. And then you've got next year, and you can recommit to Debo, and you can keep working on that position. If you can get a receiver in return, that's great too. But I don't need one. If you can do something phenomenal on the draft, you can get a 2 and a 3. I've arrived at a spot where I'm good with it. I would try to trade this guy as quickly as possible.
Actually, you know what about that? I would not even think about doing it as quickly as possible, because you might get 3 or 4 weeks down the road and a team might lose a receiver, and so the price might actually go up.
That's a good point.
And you know, for Brandon Ayuk, I'm not going to give you what you want now. You've thrown this tantrum and you've dug your heels in and you don't want to play for us. Okay, BA, just cool your jets. The trade deadline is November
3rd.
Or
first
it's right around, you know, Halloween. So you know what, BA, you go ahead and chill out.
Yeah.
You keep missing games and your value goes down. And you know what? If we end up taking a 3rd and a 4th for you, fine. It's better than what you're giving us.
It's actually a good idea. I'd buy a Steelers uniform and send it to his house and say, we got you a Halloween costume.
It's pretty good.
You can dress up on October 31st. We'll get you a plane ticket too.
I'd get him a Commanders jersey too. I'd get him a Patriots jersey.
That's just trolling.
Totally.
Kyle in Campbell. Hi, Kyle. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? So, yeah, I'm a season ticket holder, and the way I look at this, at this point, I look at Ayuk like a rental, right? If we're going to get something out of him, great. But I'm not too worried about it. The way I look at it, Shanahan's going to scheme people open. Our young guys are about to eat. Kittle's about to eat. Juwan's about to eat. They're looking at all those yards like, hey, my value, my production's going to up because that's more for me on my plate. So I'm not super worried about Ayuk at this point. He's going to throw his little tantrum. I don't see him as bleeding red and gold. If we get something out of him, great. If we don't, we have enough to go around. This team's going to look phenomenal anyways.
Well, Kyle, in theory, I can still agree with you, but it's not an A to B that, like, oh, Brandon's targets now get spread around to everyone else. It's harder for all of these guys to get open. It's harder to function on offense without one of your best players. I'm not sitting here today telling you that the Niners now played this perfectly this offseason. They did not. And there's a good question on our Xfinity Mobile text line from the 408. Hey, Mark, what happened to you wanting him to play on the fifth-year option rather than trading him or signing up long-term? Yeah, I'm still open to that. It sounds like Brandon's not. He's willing to sit here and throw money out the window of an airplane. So now I don't even know if he will show up for the fifth-year option because his advice or his decisions are that bad. They are that bad. I can't believe that he's doing this. He has no exit strategy. What is the exit strategy to this argument? Brandon, how are you getting out of this?
Well, he's kind of painted himself into a corner.
Completely.
Where he requested to be traded. They lined up trades, and you said no. And you hoped that the contract would eventually come in where you wanted it to be. And so far, it hasn't. And so now, it's a practice where you need to be out there, and you're not going to be out there. So you are kind of painted into a corner, and your exit strategy probably is still, well, trade me to where I want to go. And if you're the 49ers, now you're thinking,
no hurry.
Right, no hurry. And we can wait till week 8, right before the deadline, and then we can trade you. Even if that team may not agree to sign you, you can go to another team and play for them for 8 or 9 weeks, and then you can kind of be a free agent and go from there. But his value is going to go down if they look to trade him. But at the same time, their motivation may be just to keep him.
Yeah.
Just keep him. And if he signs in the offseason, you get a compensatory third if he signs somewhere as a free agent. So,
or you could tag him. You could tag him and trade him again.
I mean, that's out there.
Well, don't act like they won't play hardball. Look at what both sides are doing right now.
It feels like hardball is becoming more possible than ever before. And I told you months ago that there's no way they're going to use the franchise tag because they don't do that. But when you're that angry, all of a sudden, you might. You know, and it's like you have a kid who drives, and if you get mad enough at your kid, I'm going to take your car away. Well, now you're going to have to give him rides everywhere, and you don't want to give him rides everywhere, but if it means that much to you, you might just take the kid's car away.
888-957-9570. We're taking your phone calls all afternoon right here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Brandon Ayuk, according to Mike Garofolo this morning, the understanding was that when you got to this week with roster cutdowns, that Brandon would return to practice. He has been medically cleared. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch both said at minimum that they hope he'd be at practice. At maximum, they expected him at practice today. He is not at practice today. So what now? What do you do if you are the San Francisco 49ers? We want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. John in Palo Alto next up. Hi, John. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey, man. Thanks for taking the call. First time caller.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm over this drama. This is like a TV novella, but I want to get you guys' insight. How does this look for him? Say he sits out all year, Niners maybe don't trade him, whatever the case may be, but he's a free agent. Does that look bad, you know, with in front of other teams and their GMs and trying to maybe, are they even going to sign this guy? Will any team pick him up? Maybe a much less of a value?
Well, a couple things on this, John. I think it's a very good question. Couple things. Remember, he does not accrue a year of service if he doesn't show up for some portion of this year.
Yep.
I think the number is actually 6 games. So if he doesn't show up, he's not a free agent next year. He simply goes into the fifth year option again. And so that's part of it. He's got to show up for a portion. Now, as for whether other GMs around the league would view this as like damaged goods, I can only guess, and I would say some of them, maybe not all of them. You know what I mean? Like Trent Williams went through this in Washington.
Yeah, he sat eight games.
Right, where people were like, oh my God, this is just a whole standoff and a whole thing. And the Niners walked in and went, we'll take it, boom. And obviously the dividends have been wonderful. So there may still be teams at the end of the year who think, no, that's a talented receiver who's only in his mid-20s, and we want him. It just didn't work out with the Niners. But your opinion is probably very similar to their opinion. At minimum, another GM now would be like, dude,
what happened?
You better check on that guy and make sure that he's not going to go sideways based on what we offer or how we view him or whatnot. So it's probably a mixed bag.
Yep. And it just depends on how long this drags out. I did ask Tim Kawakami on Twitter about the fines, and he said if they're going by regular season rules, which they probably are now that they're cut down to 53, yes. $6,000 for the first fine, and then 10 for the second. The third one's about 14, and at that point, after three missed practices, they can suspend him for conduct detrimental to the team.
And not pay him at all.
And that's a game check.
Oof.
So
you're telling me, because it's Wednesday.
That's according to Tim Kawakami.
By this weekend, the 49ers can yank $783,000 away from him.
According to the way that Tim reads the CBA, it's okay. $6,000, $10,000, and $14,000 for three missed practices, and then you could get to conduct detrimental.
So $30,000 plus. So we're talking about $800,000.
Yeah.
That's what's on the line this week.
Potentially, yeah. If Tim is reading this correctly, and
I'm sure he is.
Pretty sharp guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stop. I should, but I can't.
The weird thing is I don't want you to.
Tim Kawakami.
I should want
Tim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami.
Thank you. That's the way to do it.
John Sally.
He's golfing right now, so golfing right
He's
now.
He's golfing right now.
Totally.
Golfing right now.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, okay. John Sally.
I love it. That's my favorite bit. Anyway.
Oh, good
so
gracious.
That's $6,000 for today. Because he didn't want to like jog on the sideline.
If they do that now, they have not
Correct.
Said, they, remember, their answer was, we'll deal with it if that happens. Well, it happened. So.
What are you going to do?
We're going to do about it, hot shot.
That's right.
All right, 888-957-9570. That's all we want to do the rest of the afternoon. We've got a couple hours to take your calls. What would you do if you're the 49ers? Brandon was expected to practice today. Brandon did not show. All right. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570, Niners fans. What do you want the Niners to do about this situation as it opens its next chapter? This is Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.